The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. The FDA concedes they lied about ivermectin. This is huge. It's huge, but it's not like we don't know this stuff. Or at least people who have listened to this show for a long time know. But the admittal, they can't get around it. It's huge stuff, folks. It's like they've basically admitted that they didn't just lie to us, but they poisoned the entire world. That's what it's like. And it can be infuriating, I'm sure, for most. But Grant Stinchfield had Dr. Peter McCullough on to talk about this whole situation. Let's jump right into it. Take a listen.
So this really is about as big a news as I've heard when it comes to a government admission to their response to all of this.
Never let the FDA practice medicine from Silver Spring, Maryland. What a disaster this was. The FDA has been wrong about so many things. Now it comes out in court. The FDA settles and concedes that they've deceived Americans on ivermectin intentionally. They work to actually dissuade doctors, pharmacists, and patients from using ivermectin, a product that's safer than Tylenol. Over 100 supportive studies in using ivermectin to treat COVID-19, not only early, but in the ER and through the hospitalization.
Let me pause that. Intentionally, understand they did this intentionally. They knew what the real answers were, and they intentionally lied about it. That's what you can conclude. And what the motivations are, well, there's several different motivations, but let's go back to Dr. Peter McCullough.
Sadly, untold numbers of lives were lost because they were denied ivermectin because of this malfeasance by the FDA. And it wasn't just ivermectin alone. It was hydroxychloroquine, all the other drugs we used in McCullough protocol to treat patients. And now the FDA is culpable. I think this is just the beginning.
All right, so this gives me a good excuse to let everybody know. TWC.health/voice. That's where you can get ivermectin, including the medical emergency kits, which are so great. But ivermectin included in this, much to the dismay, I'm sure, of the FDA. TWC.health/voice. Dr. McCullough, let me just play a soundbite from Dr. Fauci, okay? This is cut three for the guys behind the glass, and then get your response.
Did ivermectin do anything?
No.
Okay. Humans do take it, but not for this purpose.
Right. It does not help with COVID, and it could be dangerous.
Okay.
Dr. McCullough, did he know better then?
He did. That was a blatant lie. He was deceiving America. You see how quickly he said no? I told you, there's been over 100 studies. In 2020, the ICON study was published by Dr. Jean-Jacques Rochter in Florida. That this was published in the best pulmonary journal, Chest. Ivermectin reduced mortality for the Floridians who took it, Grant, by 50%. And that was in the hospital. Fauci was lying to America. He was deceiving them. What the FDA...
Hold on. He was deceiving them, and we know this for a fact, because people act like doctors didn't use ivermectin way before COVID. They did. It was considered one of the safest drugs there is on the market, and they knew exactly what it would do. So the shock is that when COVID came, the FDA was coming around saying, don't use it. That's what the shock was. Doctors were shocked. What do you mean, don't use it? We know this is how you treat this kind of thing. But they were told no. So it's frustrating because the doctors knew, but were too afraid to speak out against it. Now, some from the very beginning, like Dr. Peter McCullough, spoke out against it. And look what they've done to him. They've tried to ruin his entire career. he's been right the whole time. He will get rewards in heaven for being a honest, truth-telling person who actually cared about people, even though his career was at risk, although it should have never been. He's paid the punishment. He's lost, I believe, most of his lab. And, well, anyways. But he's got God on his side, hopefully. I don't know what his Christianity status is, but he certainly acts like a Christian. I can say that. All right. Back to Dr. Peter McCullough.
They wanted no treatment for Americans early on. In fact, the FDA only wanted people to think of one thing, and that was a vaccine.
So was this a money play all along?
It was an intentional deception and suppression of all early treatment, everything that could help people, from nasal sprays and gargles to vitamin D to getting fresh air, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, even monoclonal antibodies, high tech. It was all about railroading America into mass vaccination.
All right. So to me, it's frightening because what it tells me now is I can't trust the CDC. I can't trust the FDA. I can't trust NIH. Do they ever regain our trust? Should we even offer them trust?
The commissioner of the FDA, Robert Califf, secretary of HHS, Becerra, they have not come out and conceded what's gone wrong during the pandemic. They haven't shown up to Senate hearings where I've testified. They have not engaged the academic community in any type of discussion at this point in time. Grant, we have to clean house through these agencies. They have to be torn down to the studs and then rebuilt with honesty, integrity, and with the right mission of protecting Americans in terms of drug and vaccine safety.
They won't even engage in a scientific conversation, meaning they knew the whole time. How do you live with yourself? How do they go home and sleep at night? These people are basically mass murderers, knowing that they are. Think about that. I mean, they could easily view themselves as that. When you knew people were going to die, but you had a different alternative agenda, so you let people die for your alternative agenda, that is pure evil. Here's a little more.
Let me just show you. Thanks to all of you in this lawsuit that went through. Tweet number 5, folks, put it up on the screen. This is the US FDA account. You are not a horse. You are not a cow. Seriously, y'all, stop it. Related to ivermectin. This lawsuit makes them take this tweet down, by the way. Are you saddened, angered, or both out of all of this, Dr. McCullough?
I'm saddened for those who've lost their lives because they were denied ivermectin. I'm angry that our agency did this intentionally. Remember, the FDA is only supposed to protect us on drug safety. The FDA is not an expert on how we take care of patients in the community, and they shouldn't interfere or infringe upon the doctor-patient relationship, and yet they did so. This is directly deceptive. Ivermectin, you know, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 2015. It's used as an anti-parasitic agent. It was, you know, widely deployed during COVID. You know, 24 countries had ivermectin first line in their government protocols.
Amazing. You know, I feel so blessed, Dr. McCullough. I can text you some medical advice, which I have done before. Hey, can you call me in a prescription? This actually is available to almost everybody. Well, everybody, yeah.
Yeah, folks, what they did is, it's unthinkable. It really is. We poisoned the world, and America led the way in poisoning the world, and it has been exposed. And I've always said that's another key thing. It's another key thing in what we're facing throughout these end times, is that we poisoned the world, and the world now knows that we poisoned the world. And do you think all these family members in all these foreign countries that followed America's lead and their family members died, you think that they're praying that America is blessed for what it has done? Or do you think they want America to have God's vengeance on them. I'm just letting you know, there are people around the world that are extremely angry. They've lost their loved one, then they probably didn't have to, all thanks to America and its pharmaceutical companies that wanted to push, either for financial reasons or whatever other reasons they wanted, but they knew the truth from the beginning. That's the worst part. They knew. It's not like they didn't know. They knew and still hit it. So let's move on, though. I've got more stuff than that to get to. Sam Faddis, who I really love, who tells it like it is, was on again with Frank Gaffney on his show Securing America, and a whole bunch of more interesting stuff being discussed here about securing America. That's what we need to do. But I don't know if we're going to be able to with God angry with us the way he has every right to be angry with us. But take a listen.
Now, I think it's time to describe Joe Biden as Benedict Biden. And I wanted to get your thoughts on the aptness of that expression.
Yeah, I agree. And I think you have. I think you've put your finger on the essence of the situation in regard to Joe Biden, and something that most people seem to either miss or deliberately decide not to discuss, right? We can talk about what shoes he's wearing and whether he fell on the steps and dementia, and we can even talk about Hunter and his penchant for hookers and blow. And I guess if you're really pushing the envelope, you can talk about the fact that maybe Joe did some favors for some people and got some money in his pocket. What apparently you can't talk about it is the essence of this thing, which is where the money was coming from, what would have been expected in return, and then look at the man's record in 3 years, step by step by step, and whose interest is it in and whose interest is it against?
Right.
Yeah, and obviously he's been doing the bidding of the Chinese, and every step of the way you could tell he was doing their bidding, even like the withdrawals from Afghanistan. I mean, every step you look at, it shows a corruption beyond corruption. Just like with the ivermectin thing, these people have known the whole time. They are destroying America, and America has its head in the sand. Not people that are really paying attention, but the average American that doesn't want to deal with this stuff. They want to believe that, you know, football or basketball is going to be around forever. I use that because that should really make people understand. Your football, your basketball isn't going to be around forever, because America isn't going to be around forever because of what these people are doing to your country. You better understand that. But most people think that's impossible and they just want to ignore it. It's sad. We're going to deal with reality and more reality from Sam Faddis. Take a listen.
So let's drill down on that a little bit. And I think you've, as usual, said it extremely well. Where did a substantial amount of the money come from? And who did it serve as it was provided to the Biden family, including Joe?
Well, obviously, there is a long list of thugs around the planet who gave money to the Bidens. At the top of that list, by far, are the Chinese, meaning the Chinese Communist Party. And we look at the folks, these specific individuals, people like Patrick Ho, that handed the money to Joe, or to Hunter for Joe, but in some cases met with Joe. These are folks, These are Chinese intelligence officers and individuals tied directly to Chinese intelligence. So, Chinese intelligence, Chinese Communist Party handing money to the Bidens.
And when you say that it's Chinese intelligence, I mean, is there really any disputing that point?
No, there's no dispute. I mean, I always come back to, just as the most concrete example, I think the easiest for folks who don't want to get lost in the inside baseball aspect of this is, who's the primary contact with the top? CEFC China Energy, which is a Chinese Intel front company, is the entity with which the Bidens are dealing most of the time. Their number one point of contact, their man on the ground in the United States, is Patrick Ho. Okay. The FBI investigated Ho. The DOJ prosecuted Ho for buying foreign officials on U.S. soil at precisely the same time that Ho was doing with those officials exactly what he was doing with the Bidens. So the FBI looked at this, caught him red-handed, established conclusively who he was and what he was doing, and put him in prison for doing it, and then simultaneously looked at him doing exactly the same thing with the Bidens and just walked on.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, but yet believable. And folks, we can't forget, I don't want you to focus on China too much. China is the behind the scenes player. So we're focusing on it a lot, but remember, they want to be behind the scenes, manipulating everything from behind the scenes. What you need to be looking for is something to aggravate Russia. Because if we're going to face consequences of a surprise attack that China really seems to be setting up everything for, that but they will be behind the scenes, they would never lead the attack, never. We should be looking at Russia. Why? Russia has the capability of leading the attack. That's why. And Russia is not stupid. They know that what's happening with the Ukraine is still really America dictating it. And it's been very suspicious, these attacks that have happened in Russia. And they tried to act like it was ISIS. Except for ISIS, they didn't do what ISIS would do. And many people believe that this is something other than that. I won't go deep into it because it doesn't really matter. Well, it does matter. It matters in this way. I don't think Russia believes that it was ISIS. And so what is going to make Putin decide to say, all right, now's the time to pull a trigger? We're sick of what America is doing. And we have Joe Biden, a senile old man who couldn't make a decision to protect America, even if he wanted to. When is there a better time than to attack America than now? There is no better time. So make sure you focus that just because China's in the news, you got to look at those other countries to really know how close we are. Those other countries are going to indicate whether something's going to happen quickly or not quickly. China will never give us an indication of whether it's going to happen quickly or not, because China wants the aftermath. They want the cleanup job. All right, back to Sam Faddis and Frank Gaffney.
So this is just one of the myriad examples we've discussed over the years of the FBI not doing its job. But to the extent that he was getting money from Chinese intelligence, and I think Byron Donalds has done a very interesting service in terms of connecting dots, in terms of the passing of the money from Chinese sources to Joe Biden personally. Mm-hmm. But talk a little bit about cui bono, you know, the benefit that the Chinese have received from what's been done here.
Well, as I think I've said to you before, if we just start at the time that the man sits down in the Oval Office to today, I would defy you to find a single instance on which he has confronted a decision and made a choice which was detrimental to Beijing and beneficial to us, starting with draining the strategic oil reserve, waging jihad on our fossil fuel industry, turning Afghanistan over to the Taliban, who have brought the Chinese into Bagram Air Base. I mean, step by step by step, at every point, the border, the, I mean, 100,000 Americans a year die from fentanyl poisoning. All the precursor chemicals come out of China. No, folks, they don't smuggle that past the Chinese, the PLA Navy, and somehow get it here. That is all done with the approval, cooperation of the Chinese Communist Party.
And folks, we're facing such dangerous times. It makes me want to lose my voice. It is dangerous what we are facing. And there's not much to say other than you need to get right with God. If this doesn't show you that we are at a place in which only God can rescue us, no matter your viewpoint, only God can rescue us. Are you ready to give your life over to Jesus? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Are you ready to make that choice? Make sure that you don't leave today without making the choice, because you don't know if tomorrow is even going to come, at least for our own individual selves. So make the choice. Don't wait. I love you guys. See ya.
Hey guys, don't forget to like and subscribe to my dad's channel, otherwise Joe Biden will come in your closet and sniff your hair.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Declaration of Independence proclaims God-given rights, and we intend to protect them. Working with people like you, for over 50 years, preserving freedom and building a better tomorrow. Safeguarding the Constitution by limiting government power. We are restoring liberties, educating voters, and leading the freedom movement. Join with us. United, we will defend our rights. We are all Americans. We are the John Birch Society.